Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. It is 8 a.m. Central Time. Here's your latest update on Hurricane Ida. Latest information from the last advisory, 85 mile per hour winds. So seeing that strengthening with time. We're moving at northwest at 16 miles an hour. That's our movement, but we expect that to continue, but eventually slow down as we get closer to the coastline. So getting stronger with time. Let's start looking at the distances here. We're about 385 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So that's right there, and there's the center of our storm. That's that distance that we're talking about. So that's what we're going to cover during the day today and into tonight and tomorrow. So here's the latest forecast that we do have. This is the location as of the advisory this morning, with time moving over the warm waters, just incredibly warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. So we expect continuing to strengthen with time and become a major hurricane. That's what we're expecting. That's a dangerous, life-threatening situation associated with this. In fact, our forecast is for 140 miles per hour at landfall, which is a life-threatening amount of rain, destructive amount of wind. And we'll see that rain and the storm surge that we're going to put on top of that as well. So a category 4 hurricane at landfall. And then with time, moving northward, so not just the coast. You can see the hurricane warning area located right there, but as you go northward, we can talk about some of those winds in Baton Rouge. We can talk about some of those winds in places like Hammond. So just a dangerous situation associated with this. And then even further north, Vicksburg, you get into Natchez and some of the winds and the rain that we're going to have with time. So it's a lot of wind. It's a dangerous amount of wind. You got to prepare for this. And it's not just around the center. If you continue the expanse, you stretch out for 100, 130 miles away from the center, you can see how far some of those winds can stretch. We look at the actual timing graphic before we get to the other hazards. Can't just pay attention to the center. Look at this. Some of the tropical storm force winds arriving, Plaquemines Parish, and then spreading northward tomorrow morning. So you got to wrap stuff up today. Listen to those local officials. If they're telling you to evacuate, you got to listen to them. Just a dangerous amount of wind, but also storm surge here. Look at some of these values. The potential peak storm surge, Morgan City to the mouth of the Mississippi River, 10 to 15 feet. It's life-threatening. That's water up your pant leg. It's just a dangerous, life-threatening amount of storm surge. So you look at Morgan City, you look at areas around the coastal portions from the mouth of the river over to Morgan City. But it's not just that. Even Morgan City to Intercoastal City, 6 to 9 feet of storm surge. That includes Vermilion Bay. So please listen to those local officials. They're telling you to leave. You got to get out of these areas. Mouth of the river over to Ocean Springs, you can have 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Even Lake Pontchartrain right there, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. So locations like Mandeville could see some of this water right there in the lakefront. So this is a dangerous situation. Life-threatening amount of wind, we covered that. Life-threatening amount of storm surge, we covered that. And this is a life-threatening amount of rainfall as well. Just a dangerous situation. The areas in red here, 10 to 15 inches of rain. Some of these areas could get 20 inches of rain before it's said and done. And that's including Baton Rouge, Metro New Orleans, and some of these areas, even 8 inches, 10 inches of rain, even as far as central portions of Mississippi. So listen to those local officials. Today's the day. It's it. The winds are getting in tomorrow. So today's the day to wrap up your preparedness and protect your life. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.